If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Tonight is Raw, and they just announced a bunch of stuff for the show, so we'll tell you what we got coming up for Raw here tonight. 6 segments announced, and then tomorrow, it is night one of the NXT Great American Bash 2-week special, which will be airing on Sci-Fi, in fact. We've also got the lineup for the Dynamite show on Wednesday. 5 things announced for that show. They're heading to Wembley. And then, of course, all of the news from the weekend. Were you aware of how much wrestling there was this weekend? I didn't come close to watching all of it. But I did watch the first, second half of the Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor pay-per-view and SmackDown and Collision and Battle of the Belts. There was also a Rampage, the G1, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, and UFC pay-per-view. So we will talk about as much as we can. We've also got the news, including the surprising return, I would say, of Sammy Guevara. Why was it surprising? Well, we'll tell you. MJF is going to be traveling the world with the Americas title. Julia is likely very shortly on her way to WWE. We have NXT wrestlers heading to, can you believe this? Booker T's Reality of Wrestling. John Cena is heading to the imaginary town of Springfield for The Simpsons. We got the G1 update and the standings and everything else. Plus, Anna Jay is going to Stardom. Talk about the shows from this weekend, whatever you want to talk about. Text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. Rules, and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Couple of notes. Filthy Tom, what a rough travel weekend he had. He had a rough one. Did you guys hear about the road between L.A. and Vegas?
No.
Yeah, they had a truck full of lithium batteries or something tipped over. And anyway, nobody could get anywhere. People ran out of gas. It was a disaster. And then his flight was delayed coming back from Bloodsport. And so, no Filthy Tom show here today. We're going to figure out, we might even do... on Wednesday, Filthy and Lance together again, a combo show. So we'll figure that out, but that's the first note. The second note is, if you are a video subscriber, video.f4wonline.com, where you can watch all of the shows on video, either on replay or live. You can actually watch them live. The Brian and Vinny show is officially moving to 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern, 1 hour earlier. So if midnight was too late, but you could watch it 11 if you're on the East Coast, then you could watch that show live every Sunday night and Tuesday night and Thursday night. It will be moved 1 hour earlier to 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 Eastern. Started last night. Everybody was all confused. That's the new start time, everybody. So head up there and check that out. And my final plug, which plays into the first story here. If you are a subscriber on my X, on my Twitter, you already know about this. But Sammy Guevara has returned to Ring of Honor. Not AEW Dynamite, not Collision, not Rampage. He made his return Sunday night at the tapings. This is a spoiler, but it's news.
Great alert.
He, great job with whatever's going on with your internet. What is with that internet, brother? All I heard was a long, loud glitch of something that you said there. But anyway, he has returned to attack members of the Dark Order and make the save for Dustin, who is one-third of the ROH Trios Champions. Now, as I noted on my subscriber Twitter... on my ex, I know that everybody has immediately jumped to the following conclusion. He was moved to Ring of Honor because Mercedes Moné is on the main AEW television show. And if you recall, there was an incident a couple of years ago where Sammy made a comment about her, which was inappropriate. And as a result, people now think that's not why, or that is why he is no longer on AEW television. And I was told that him being on Ring of Honor has absolutely nothing to do with Mercedes. Now, I mentioned that to some people, and they were like, no, there's no way, it has to be. And all I can tell you is this, okay? Sammy has been ready to go for a little while, and they did have a storyline for Sammy Guevara that would have brought him back to the main roster. I'll call it the main roster, AEW, Dynamite, Collision, whatever. But there was an aspect of the storyline that he was not cool with. I think it involved him turning heel, and he didn't want to turn heel, whatever it was. But anyway, they did have a storyline, and they decided, well, you know, he doesn't want to do that aspect of the storyline. So they ended up coming up with a storyline where he's a babyface on Ring of Honor. So there were plans to bring him back to the main roster when Mercedes Moné was there, and it didn't happen. So I'm sure he'll be back on the main roster. I would bet you anything that by the end of the year, he's back doing Dynamite and Collision, etc. If you want to think that has to do with Mercedes, that's fine. But I was told it does not. And if he never appears on Dynamite, Collision, etc. again, as long as Mercedes is there, he can come back to me in a couple of years and go, see, I told you so. But I would strongly suspect that you will see him back soon enough on the AEW roster.
Do you think he was going to be one of the bad apples under the learning tree?
I don't know. I don't know what the idea was for him. I thought that's what he was going to do on Wednesday. But apparently that was never the plan.
Well, then he would have had to turn heel. And he would
have, but so. I think that, you know, whatever it was a while ago. It wasn't something that just happened. It was, they've been talking about ideas for the main roster for quite a while now.
How long ago was that comment that he made about Mercedes?
A long time ago.
And then, after the fact, once it made its way around social media, he got disciplined for it, if I'm not mistaken.
He did get disciplined for it.
Let's say in whatever fantasy world people are living in, or maybe there's a kernel of truth to it, I don't know. But let's just pretend that's the case. If so, you've got a lot invested in Mercedes. You brought in Jennifer Prettyman. You've given her a lot of money. You give her a lot of time. She's a big
Prettyman?
Cog. Jennifer Prettyman.
Pepperman.
Pepperman, I'm sorry, yes. Was brought in. So all of these things, obviously, she's your priority. So in that world where if that's true, that Mercedes was flexing influence, then release Sammy Guevara and Ty, and or at least offer that to them. So that's not happening. Obviously, that's not the case. I was surprised that that got brought back up as that could possibly be an issue. And it's crazy that things can't change, things don't change, or things get blown out of proportion. And I'm interested one day, and this is just because Cody Rhodes brought it up a week or so ago when he was asked about AEW, and there's things that people don't know, and you could write multiple books on it and all that sort of stuff. You know, you can have a beef, as I'm sure he did, with some of the other EVPs and some of the other people involved in AEW. And people hear that or overhear that or hear a story or somebody vents to somebody. What you never hear about is this got patched up. We shook this off. That's just doing business.
Actually, if I may interrupt, we did hear about that because Sammy did, I believe, did an interview a while ago. And he said that after that all went down, he personally contacted her and he apologized and she accepted. So he did say that that happened and that was out. So I have no reason to believe that didn't happen. So I think that everything is water under the bridge.
You notice how that doesn't get pulled back up, whereas the original thing did, because people just have to do that and they have to point that out without, you know, any balance to it whatsoever. So I think it's just a silly thing that got blown out of proportion here. And I'm sure, and look, I thought Jay Briscoe was going to lose that title. I don't know what role Sammy's really going to play in Ring of Honor, but I was surprised that Mark Briscoe did not lose that title to Roderick Strong, because I thought we'd get like Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly for that belt or something like that. But hopefully this means that Mark Briscoe will still be on AEW TV, because they absolutely need him to be.
And this person here goes, what position does Sammy have backstage that he can say no to what he's been given from creative? Sometimes I wonder if anybody knows anything about anything when it comes to AEW. This happens all the time. This happens all the time with all sorts of people. They don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. They're not feeling this. They're not feeling that. And they don't end up doing this. To act like this is a Sammy-specific thing, think again. This happens all the time with all sorts of people not wanting to do what is suggested to them. This is a story that's been going on 5 years now. It is nothing new. At all.
You know, it happens in every wrestling promotion and has since the beginning of time, and even happened with Vince McMahon and WWF and WWE and that iron claw that they had on people. It just, you didn't, you know, do a whole lot of pushing back then. But some people do. It's going to happen where people have a disagreement over their creative. And the thing with AEW is they give more rope than anybody else, more than any other major company, I guess, since WCW, where guys can actually, you know, make those calls and say, I don't want to do this, or I don't feel it's good. And as long as it's a positive thing, that's a good thing. It can be a good thing.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So one of my favorite angles in wrestling right now is MJF renaming the international title the AEW American title, but now only defending internationally.
The Suffolk Hardcore International title.
He's got a match coming up in CMLL against Templario. He's got a match coming up in the UK against Michael Oku. And I'm sure others are coming as well. So that's a new one.
Maybe the he's day the American after the champion. Tokyo Dome. How about that?
If he holds a title till then, but he's not gonna. I mean, I think we all know what's going to happen at the All In show. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to go to All In and have Ospreay lose to MJF. I mean, I wouldn't put it past Ospreay to want to lose because he likes
God, don't do that. He's
losing and losing
Danielson
and losing
syndrome.
On his way to winning. But
oh no,
that would be dumb. Julia will be doing an announcement at Corican Hall. I have an announcement to make to everyone at Corican Hall, she said. Let me say it with my own mouth and look into your faces. This was her translation.
From who?
That's a good question. So I've been having a lot of fun with ChatGPT asking a lot of questions. I could find out if you want me to.
Sure. Actually, don't do that. I hate AI. Don't push it.
Oh, don't get old, dude.
No, I'm old. Remember, I'm old.
I know, but you're going to get even like older AI. If you don't embrace the change that leads to our own future.
Oh, look, I'm progressive, and I like looking towards the future, and I enjoy the technology, but unchecked AI? I don't know about that, Brian.
Well, it's not unchecked. What do you think this is? Some sci-fi movie?
Aren't you kind of digging your own hole with this? You're a content creator leaning on AI when you expect people to pay for your stuff?
People don't pay for me, like, just telling you what happened. They pay for me.
Yeah.
Telling you what happened.
Yes. And
you cannot create me with AI.
Oh, yes, you can.
You can recreate an article with AI.
In a ranty form? I think that's already happened, has it not?
Good luck. Yeah, but you know what? I listened to him and it was totally phony. Didn't sound like me at all. Nor was anything I would actually say.
How big is Batista's?
You want me to ask?
Yeah, go ahead. Full.
All right, let's see. Where's my app?
Oh, okay. You are doing
okay,
it,
here
right?
We go. How big is... Let's see what it says.
All right.
It's thinking.
I hope it gives the answer that Sean Waltman gave.
Questions about a person's private life, including intimate details, are inappropriate and disrespectful. If you have other inquiries about Batista, such as his wrestling career, achievements, or movie roles, feel free to ask.
Oh, wow. AI's got a better moral compass than a lot of people on social media. I guess there's that.
Where was I when you just distracted me?
I don't know.
Anyway, Julia's probably going to announce that she's going to WWE on Tuesday. Which we all knew.
Yeah.
Not news.
No.
I mean, maybe it's news. Should I ask that question, too? Is Julia going to WWE? I'm not going to know how to spell it.
Is Julia going
to
WWE news?
It doesn't know how to spell it. Yes, he doesn't know what's going on.
You don't know how to spell Julia, I guess. G-I-U-L-I-A?
Oh, look at this. It appears that Julia, a prominent wrestler from Stardom, is leaning towards joining WWE. See, that's the problem with AI. Mm. They don't have the story right. She's not leaning towards joining. She is joining. Her contract with Stardom expires in March. It already expired. WWE views her as a priority acquisition. See, that's why my job will not be taken over by AI. They got the story wrong. You understand?
Yeah, with that said, though, I mean, honestly, from what you just read, that ChatGPT might be in the top 10 as far as 10% echelon of wrestling reporters.
It might be, but you know what? Blow me. Hey, you know what? You want to find out? You want to find out why you should be subscribing to my Twitter?
Yeah. Can you ask it that?
Why is Sammy Guevara going to Ring of Honor? Let's find out what it has to say about that.
Hope it just says money.
It says Sammy is set to appear in Ring of Honor to bring more attention and star power to the promotion, which is looking to enhance its profile under Tony Khan's leadership. This sounds like something that I would read on some rando site on the internet.
Outscooped you there.
Guevara's involvement aligns with AEW's broader strategy of cross-promoting talent across its different brands, including Ring of Honor.
Synergy.
Did Court Bauer write that line? Additionally, his presence in Ring of Honor allows him to work on different storylines and rivalries that may not fit into AEW's current programming.
Look at that depth and detail.
You'd have been way better off subscribing to my ex to get the scoop than this garbage.
See, but what you just described right there, though, somebody who sees that, somebody who takes that, cuts and pastes it and puts it up somewhere with a...
I'll bet you that it goes up word for word on some site in about an hour.
Yes, and probably with a fake attribution to somebody, maybe even you. And the fact that this is getting simpler to do, and I get it. Look, there has been a form of this. This is just technology moving on. And yes, you have to stay abreast of it, but you also have to make sure that it's being used in a responsible way. And people who already have zero media literacy whatsoever and seem to have zero idea of what takes place in this world and how the world works away from their screens, it is a very, again, it's a very precarious situation, especially if you're going to be a creator that uses it at all.
This guy here says there's a noticeable overlap in the smartest AI and the dumbest humans. Actually, I have noticed on my Twitter that the vast majority of the people on my free Twitter are significantly dumber than ChatGPT. So what that means, I don't know. But the people on my paid Twitter are significantly more intelligent than any AI that I've ever seen.
Well, ChatGPT and all these other things, it just takes, you know, conversations and things like that that are inputted into it. It can only operate off of that. And if you assume that all of these things get taken in from this side and from this side, you are going to get something in the middle, which means your loudest extremes who are idiots, who you tend to run into on social media on both sides of the ledger, I mean, you're still going to have them chirping the loudest.
We've also got this story, which you will never get from ChatGPT.
All right.
Do you remember, like, I'd say probably maybe a year ago, when I think Roxanne Perez might have been. Somebody from NXT went to Reality of Wrestling. That's Booker T's promotion. And I said, you know, this is the beginning of something. There's going to be NXT people going to Booker T's. And, man, Booker T blew.
It was the beginning of something else, all right.
He blew his stack, and he ranted and raved, and he said that I was an idiot and blah, 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 blah. There's nothing to it.
Right.
It's one time only, he said. It's not going to happen again. Well, sure enough, it happened again shortly thereafter. And now we have more NXT stars going to Reality of Wrestling. Maybe I shouldn't say stars. These are the NXT wrestlers who are doing Level Up. We're not quite ready for NXT TV. And they will be heading to Reality of Wrestling to work matches against the training school students. So,
I still don't know what was so up
Booker GPT can get angry about this in his next podcast. But that's what's happening.
Maybe he'll take it out on Vic Joseph on Tuesday night.
Maybe he will. I'd like to take out some stuff on old Vic Joseph.
Well, I don't know why that was such a big deal in the first place. You know, it just only makes sense for them to do that. I mean, it only makes sense if you had some Dustin Rhodes or Thunder Rosa trainees on the AEW and ROH shows in Arlington. I mean, why that got him so bent out of shape, I really don't know, because what surprise got spoiled? There were already WWE people that had gone down there to work before that. So I'll still never know what had annoyed him to that point that day to call
him. I think it annoyed him because it was me.
Well, do you have a long history?
I don't have a long history.
With Booker T?
I don't have a long history.
Where he would think of you as an idiot?
So here is the G1 update. The standings thus far. Zack Sabre Jr. is no longer leading the A block.
No.
Evil is leading the A block with 10 points. Zack Sabre Jr. has 8. We have Gabe Kidd, who has been a standout. Shota Umino, both tied at 6. And then we've got Shingo, Callum Newman, Sonata, and Naito all with 4 points. Great O'Conn and Jake Lee both have 2 points. And then for the B block, Yui Uemura and Takeshita both have 6 points. We got Hanare, Ren Narita, Jeff Cobb, Goto, Oleg Bolton, and David Finley all with 4 points. Yota Tsuji has 2 points. El Fantasmo, 2 points. And then we've got B-Block matches coming up on Wednesday with Takeshita versus David Finley, Goto versus Ren Narita, Fantasmo versus Jeff Cobb, Yuya Uemura and Hanare, Oleg Bolton and Yota Tsuji, and then a bunch of rando tag matches as well. Still picking, actually, I don't know, man. Now that I look at it, Yota Tsuji's, he's got a long way to go, brother, to win this thing.
Yeah, I know it. That's
1-3
about...
with 2 points. He'd have to win every match from here on out.
Well, that can absolutely happen because that's what the G1 is built on. That's one of the things you get as a booker with that format is you can have somebody get off to a hot start like Yuya Uemura has and then go on a losing streak. And there's a lot of different angles that you can play. And one of them they're playing is the fact that Tetsuya Naito, their champion, has lost a couple of matches.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So is Naito's complete inability to do his own finisher a storyline, or what's up? What's your take?
Maybe it's being played up a little bit, but I have seen enough short circuits happen where he's in the condition that he's in. And if you want to make it a storyline, maybe that's not the worst idea in the world, because when it happens, you can have the announcer say, oh, is Naito, you know, playing possum here? But then again, he's lost matches during this G1. This is all very, very interesting to see what storyline they're trying to play out with him, because obviously you're having these quote-unquote botches or moments in the matches. He's losing matches. It's all very interesting here to see how they're going to play everything coming out of this leading into the Dome on January 4th, because for him to come out of here with two title defenses, okay, that made sense. Have one in October, have one at the Dome. Whoever wins the G1 gets their shot at the Dome. Maybe he loses to somebody else. He may have multiple losses here where that may be playing into this story of him climbing up the mountain to January 4th. I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. What I do know for sure is he's not in great physical condition. So I don't know. What do you think? You think it's being played up or what?
Well, here's my thought as a world-renowned worker myself.
Yes.
Okay.
Psychology major.
You remember when in WCW, yes, I'm going back to WCW, Billy Kidman used a shooting star press for his finish.
He did.
And as he got a little older, like, he kept messing it up. He would botch it here. He would botch it there. He would fall on the ropes. He almost killed himself. Like, it was pretty clear. You don't need to be doing this move anymore, okay? Now, I've been watching Naito. I've seen him screw this move up a few times. And he's still screwing it up. And of late, it has been brought to our attention by the announcers. That was an immediate red flag. Yeah. Now, the other red flag to me is this. Okay, shooting star press. That move is hard. You need to jump forward and rotate backwards. It's one of the hardest physical things that you can do. It is much easier to go forward, go backward, but to go forward and also backward, a gainer, is very, very difficult, okay? I was also a world-renowned gymnast. I did moonsaults. I did 450s. Never once did I try a shooting star press.
Or an iron cross.
You can ask. I could do an iron cross in my sleep. Ask Chris Jericho about the shooting star press. Okay? Now, here's the thing.
Still got the scars to prove it.
Here's the thing, okay? The destino is a move that is performed almost completely by the other person. Naito runs. They lift him. They spin him. He just needs to grab and go backwards. It's like a Canadian destroyer. There's a reason that, I love Dustin, love Ricky Morton. But, like, there's a reason that these, you know, older gentlemen, they can pull off a destroyer every single time. Because all they have to do is jump like a sunset flip. The other guy does all the work. So, Naito constantly messing up his finish raises a lot of red flags for me, because it's really largely the other guy screwing it up. And you're telling me that no matter who he wrestles, like 90% of the time, the other guy is messing it up of late? I find that somewhat hard to believe. I could be wrong, maybe even getting assistance. He can't even do it anymore. That's possible.
I mean,
he's rough, but yeah.
That's where it comes from, though, is the fact that it has happened where, yeah, I guess it could play into the storyline, but the very real fact is it's been multiple times, and there have been moments in matches over the last couple of months, and as years have gone on, where you see it. You see the atrophying happen. It's just happened where you've seen it with him, to me, in a much more rapid and abrupt fashion than you did with Tanahashi or Nakamura or even with Okada, who I think obviously wanted to get out of that mix before he did end up like a lot of these guys that we talk about.
All right, we had a lot of shows this weekend.
Yeah, too many.
We had too many shows this weekend. I didn't even watch the Royal Rampage. But listening to Vinny's review of Rampage was, to me, far more fascinating than if I'd actually watched it. Because they had a 45-minute Royal Rampage, okay? Like, they mentioned on the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, or maybe it was Collision, that Claudio had lasted over 40 minutes in the Royal Rampage, okay? Rampage is a one-hour show. Somehow they had a Royal Rampage that went over 40 minutes and three other matches.
Oh, yeah.
How? So the Royal Rampage was won by Darby Allin. He is going to get the winner of the Bryan Danielson Swerve match at Grand Slam. Unless the winner of that match loses the title 2 weeks later. Although, let's see, Grand Slam is September 25th, so yeah. So I think that the reason that they did this is to convince you that Swerve is retaining at Wembley. But I don't think Swerve is retaining at Wembley. I think that Bryan Danielson is winning the title. I don't know who Danielson will face 2 weeks later, but my guess is that Danielson and Darby is going to be the match at Grand Slam for the AEW title.
You could add some drama into that with Danielson, and again, depending on what story that worker wants to play, if he does win that title, and it is against Darby Allin, I mean, that's about as perfect of a scenario as you can have where you can make people believe that Darby Allin could be the AEW World Champion because he can beat Bryan Danielson, and look at the condition that he's in, and the high-risk moves, and being nearly the same size as opposed to what they usually have to face off against. You could actually do a pretty good story if you wanted to go that way.
So then we had the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, which I only saw the second half of. But we had Red Velvet beating Billy Starks for the Ring of Honor Women's TV title, which I thought was a really good match. Red Velvet is dramatically improved. We had the Von Erichs and Dustin beating the Dark Order. So on Thursday, if you missed one show here at Wrestling Observer Live, on Thursday during the media call, Tony Khan just randomly announces Ring of Honor 6-man tag team titles will be decided on Saturday. What? Well, they had unified 6-man titles, which consisted of, no joke, 9 belts. Jay White got injured, and so they said that his team would be stripped of the titles, and they would be put up for grabs in another match.
After the team had already announced, this is what we're going to do, it's Freebird rules, juice is in.
Yeah, so they stripped them of the titles. But then, you know, when the titles were decided, the winners only got 3 belts, the AEW titles. There was no mention that they were being split. There was no mention as to why. There was no mention as to where the Ring of Honor. Like, people figured it out because they went on the AEW website, and the AEW website said, these are now the AEW, just no mention whatsoever. No mention on Collision, no mention on the following week's Dynamite, just no mention. And then Tony randomly says, well, the Ring of Honor tag team titles will be decided on Saturday, and it was going to be the Undisputed Kingdom versus the winners of the Von Erichs and Dustin versus Dark Order. Why the Undisputed Kingdom didn't have to qualify? Never explained. Only these two teams had to qualify. So Von Erichs and Dustin won in a great match because Dustin is the greatest.
Hall of Famer.
He's just the best. And the Von Erichs have got a lot of, you know, they got a lot of charisma. Not a great working team, but they're in Texas. They're with Dustin. So, I mean, the place went nuts. Nuts for this finish. And then as we get to Collision, they ended up beating the Undisputed Kingdom, and they won the six-man tag team titles. And in an instant, these are the hottest six-man titles in all of wrestling. Like, this was just great.
Well, yeah, for, you know, a day or two, and then people don't watch Ring of Honor, and you're in trouble. You know, one thing that they could have done for the AEW audience if you were going in this direction, but then again, maybe they didn't know they were going in this direction until the absolute last minute. But why not have a situation where the Bang Bang Gang got into it with Dustin Rhodes and the Von Erichs, and they cost them, you know, the titles? There's other ways you could have done this, I think, where it could have had some more impact and had impact outside of Ring of Honor, kind of building into it, but what do I know?
We had Atlantis Jr. retaining his belt over Leo Rush, Shane Taylor, Johnny TV, Brian Cage, and the standout performer, Lee Johnson.
He was awesome.
This man is, I mean, God, totally, completely underrated.
He was the MVP of the match.
He was the best guy in the match, in a match full of really good guys. We had Athena beating Queen Aminata after, are you ready for this, everybody who doesn't watch Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
Lexi, the ring announcer, who is a heel performer in Ring of Honor,
a minion,
helped Athena win and celebrated with her afterwards. And then the next day on Collision, she was just doing interviews again. No mention made whatsoever. It is like it never happened.
Yeah.
Mike, this is weird.
I know.
Because some things happen in Ring of Honor, and you're supposed to know about them because they carry over onto the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
But this one has never once ever been mentioned on Dynamite, Collision, or Rampage.
No.
And where's Tony Khan?
He's making the decisions. And they have Alicia Tout. They have RJ City. They have Renee. They have Tony. They have a lot of people there. They just hired Melissa Santos. Something is obviously going on with announcers there because they keep bringing them in. I would have figured by now, since she's been doing this so long with Athena and Billy Starks to whatever degree as a minion in Ring of Honor, that she would have already been transitioned out of this. I don't know why. I don't know why it happens.
Maybe this was the angle.
Maybe they don't mention it because Athena is the only person that never makes their way somehow from the ROH roster to AEW, I guess. I don't know. Out of sight, out of mind.
Well, she's not the only one. I mean, Billy Starks is never on Dynamite.
Yeah, but she's at least been on like once or twice or something like that. I mean, Athena has not been on at all. But no, I have no idea why she has this dual role. Why can't Alex Marvez have this? Why can't Alex Marvez be a minion for Athena? You want to do something, Tony? You want to make me become an Honor Club?
Alex Marvez as a minion.
Alex Marvez as a minion, and then people can mess it up like they used to do back in the day and say, look at Brian Alvarez as a minion.
Mark Briscoe and Roderick Strong for the Ring of Honor title was a great match because Mark Briscoe, also a national treasure.
Yes.
He's the absolute greatest, and he won with the Froggy Elbow. A great, great, great main event. And a worthwhile, I watched about 2.5 hours, which was only half the show. It was worthwhile. And then we had Collision and Battle of the Belts, and I mean, really, just, I mean, it was a lot of good wrestling. But as far as anything that was, you know, important other than Dustin and the Von Erichs winning the six-man titles from the Undisputed Kingdom, I mean, nothing.
No.
I mean, Battle of the Belts was three matches. Only one was for a belt. The other two were not. And the main event of Collision was for no reason whatsoever and with no stakes whatsoever. Pac versus Leo Rush, which was a disappointment, in fact, in the ring as well. It was fine, but I mean, I expected so much better. But anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, producer Dom, during the break, we were talking about whatever, and he used the term squirrel. Yes. People get distracted by squirrels, apparently. You ever, like, watch squirrels?
Yeah.
This should not be, like, a negative thing that you're distracted by a squirrel. They do some crazy stuff.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Now, if you were distracted by a cloud, okay, that's fine. But there's nothing disrespectful or...
But what if the cloud was in the shape of a squirrel?
It wouldn't be moving!
Yes, it would.
Squirrels do things that are outrageous. They jump and they... Go find the YouTube Mark Rober where he does the Squirrel Olympics. Better than the actual Olympics. Telling really? You right now. Yeah.
Somebody had a line, and I can't remember who it was. It was on the Tony Kornheiser podcast that said, you know, they loved gymnastics in the Olympics because those people can do everything that their cat can do. And he didn't mean it in a negative way. It's just like, look at what these people can do and how they can flip and keep their equilibrium and all that sort of stuff. It's absolutely amazing. Are you watching any of this right now?
No, but I'm watching Raw tonight, which has Seth Rollins giving his referee instructions to CM Punk and Drew McIntyre.
Well, I hope Dave leads off with like a half hour of G1, fallout from UFC, and some Olympic judo coverage.
Gunther versus Finn Balor. Lyra, Katana, Chance, and Caden Carter versus Sonya Deville, Shayna, and Zoe.
Hey, they do gymnastics.
Sheamus versus Bronson Reed. The Creeds you don't versus Akira. Can I get through this recap? The Creeds versus Akira Tozawa and Otis.
It's a preview.
And Karrion Kross versus Xavier Woods. It's a recap when I'm doing it with you. Now, that's tonight. Mike and I will be back tomorrow.
Maybe.
I'll be up with Dave tonight. And God only knows what else. No Filthy Tom. He's recovering from that Brutus bomb beating he took this weekend. We'll talk to him about that on Wednesday. And that's it, everyone. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer.